This is David G. And we're back. After you've established a ritual of 21 days, the question is, what happens the next morning that you wake up? We wanted to give you one more push, one more connection to the mind-body odyssey so you would wake up and meditate. At this point, I think you may be on your own. But at least right now, in this precious, sacred moment, we are all connected through the collective. Deepak Chopra wrote an amazing book called Perfect Health several years ago. It's a global bestseller. And from that book, Dr. David Simon created this brilliant curriculum called the Perfect Health Week. And from around the world, each week, people come from Monday through Saturday to truly experience healing, rejuvenation, detoxification, and immersion into the timeless teachings of Vedanta and Ayurveda. But what's more important is that they connect to themselves. And through experiencing daily massage, and daily downloads of information, and daily yoga, and daily meditation, at a certain point, you realize perfect health is the direction you need to move towards. And just by making that commitment, your life will be more expanded, more profound, more whole, and more nurturing. Of course, as we all know, there's no such thing as perfect health. It's an ideal. But if you can identify what's your perfect health, and then have that as a target, then you can always move towards that. So in this meditation, let's truly connect to our most perfect ideal. Because after this, we may be connected through the ether, but when you wake up tomorrow morning, we're all not going to be there with you. It's going to be you. So let's get some tools and rituals to move us into that next phase. So first, let's close our eyes and let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let's let go of that. Let's do that one more time. And effortlessly release. And now just gently follow your breath in and out. Effortlessly. And as we move through the different parts of your mind, body, spirit realm, I'll ask you just to drift some awareness and to project the perfect ideal of that situation. And realistically, some steps to move us from here to where you want to be. So let's begin with your eyes closed and your breath gently flowing in and out of your belly. Let's bring our awareness to our physical body. Any constrictions here? Any tightness? Any soreness? When you raise your hands up to the sky, does it feel okay? Does it feel like you're expanding? Or does it feel achy? When you stretch your legs out and point your toes and roll your ankles around, how does that feel? If you found some constriction, let's breathe into it right now. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath into that physical constriction, discomfort, or pain point. And let's just stay here and breathe into it for the next 30 seconds. Slow, deep breath in. Let it go. That's got to feel a little good right now. Let's bring our awareness now to a core relationship that we may be struggling with. Maybe we love this person and they're in our lives, but there's an issue or a challenge right now. Lack of closure on a particular issue or a disconnect that occurred in a conversation. Something you should have said but didn't. Something you might have said but shouldn't have. The way you didn't respond. You had that right there. You could have said, but it didn't happen. And now you think there's a disconnect, some confusion. Just bring your awareness to that. See that person's face. See that issue in front of you. And for the next 30 seconds, let's just breathe. Breathing in, take a long, slow, deep breath. Did you feel some of that just lighten up a bit? Did you feel the constriction turn to expansion? Perhaps you came up with a more creative solution to moving that relationship further along. And now, with our eyes closed, let's bring our awareness to an area where we could use just a little bit more trust. A little bit more trust, a little bit more internal trust, a little bit more external trust, just a little bit more trust, a little bit more faith in yourself and in the universe. What are you not allowing? What are you not believing? What are you resisting? Let's close your eyes and just go to that space and breathe into it when you find it. We'll do that for the next 30 seconds. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. Just let that go. Your mind, your body, your soul, all so easily accessed, so easily expanded, so easily given permission to heal by you. So we have a choice now. Do we allow ourselves to heal? Do we give ourselves permission? Or do we re-insist that we are stuck as we were only 22 days ago? I say let's expand, let's grow. And even if you came into this 21-day meditation challenge perfect in body, perfect in mind, perfect in soul, well, guess what? The wind will blow, and our body, our mind, our spirit will move out of balance, will move out of connection. And so let's make a commitment to perfect health of mind, body, and spirit. And for this next meditation, just repeat any affirmation in your own words. That is your personal commitment to perfect health. What does that mean to you at the level of mind, at the level of spirit, at the level of body? What does that mean to you? Let's begin. And when you hear my voice, let's just sit gently with our eyes closed. Aham Brahmasmi. I am the universe. Ever so gently breathe. Feel that vibration just bubble through you. Feel the perfect health that you have affirmed in this meditation. Feel it flow through every fiber of your being. It's been my honor to spend this time with you. On behalf of Deepak Chopra and David Simon, the co-founders of the Chopra Center, my two dear mentors, on behalf of Chopra Center University, I congratulate you. I wish you peace. And I know that when you're in that space and I'm in that space, we are one. Namaste. See you in the gap.